Enhance likability. Being likable in business has always been important, but it's even more crucial now that we're constantly connected. Think of it like being the life of the party. You need to be a good listener, share engaging stories, and be responsive. To make your company more likable, focus on these 11 corporate strengths. 1. Listening. One mouth, two ears, many opportunities. Paying close attention is like mastering an art. Active listening means shutting your mouth, opening your ears, and focusing on what the other person is saying. Whether it's your employees, colleagues, or customers, giving them your full attention makes them feel valued. You should be able to repeat what someone has said, even if it's not word for word, by summarizing their main points. This level of attentive listening involves a few key things. 1. Research. Get information before meetings. 2. Feeling. Be aware of your emotions and intuition during conversations. 3. Intimacy. Share personal details like hobbies or past successes and failures to create a more intimate atmosphere. 4. Mirroring. Use body language to show you're engaged and provide feedback. Social media lets businesses connect with lots of people and address their needs. If you ignore this, you'll lose customers to rivals who listen. Your staff and customers will notice if you're not paying attention to them, and they'll feel unimportant. Take Netflix, for instance. They changed their minds about splitting their streaming and DVD services after hearing from customers. But Blockbuster didn't listen when people complained about late fees. The result? They went out of business. 2. Storytelling. Tell, don't sell. Knowing your story can make people relate to you better. Storytelling is crucial for successful businesses. Whether big or small, it makes a company feel more human. Take Ben and Jerry's, for instance. They make ice cream with unique flavors and quirky names, but it's their story that connects with customers. Ben and Jerry met in junior high, became friends, and later started a small ice cream shop in Vermont with a loan. For years, Ocean Spray juice ads have shared stories of cranberry farmers. Nowadays, consumers care more about where their food and drinks come from. They relate to the local farmers in these ads. Employees also enjoy a good story. It helps them connect with the brand. But remember, your story has to be genuine. You can't make it up. You have to believe in your product first to convince others. 3. Authenticity. Just be yourself. Authenticity means being true to yourself in both personal and professional life. It's about being open, honest, and genuine, without putting up a front. Being vulnerable isn't a weakness, it's a strength. Avoid using fancy, corporate speak because it sounds fake. Instead, share your own experiences and try to understand others. It's a smart business move. The CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, connects with his employees and customers by being clear and sticking to his core values. These values focus on things like sustainable products and fair treatment for everyone involved, customers, employees, investors, and suppliers. That's why Whole Foods is consistently ranked as one of the best places to work and is known for its loyal customers. 4. Transparency. The truth shall set you free. Transparency means being honest and open, creating an atmosphere where you freely share information, even when admitting mistakes. Taking responsibility when things go wrong helps customers forgive you and keeps you likable. Transparency is no longer a choice. It's crucial to openly communicate and disclose everything, because search engines like Google provide access to vast amounts of information for everyone. 5. Team playing. There's no I in team or culture. Develop a democratic culture within your company where employees have a say in key decisions. This boosts satisfaction and loyalty. Letting staff help set priorities and shape the company's mission and values is crucial. Hold regular meetings and retreats to build a strong team spirit. Recognize outstanding work with awards and social events. Think about offering bonuses or incentives for long-term employees to combat high turnover rates. Encourage staff to take on leadership roles and be creative. Provide a supportive environment and acknowledge their efforts. To enhance company culture, ask employees for input on team activities. Involve them in defining the company's rules and values. Create a list of core values together to guide everyone's actions. By empowering employees and fostering a collaborative environment, you can strengthen company culture and improve morale. 6. Responsiveness, taking listening one step further. A key attribute of effective communication is responsiveness, encompassing the ability to attentively listen to others and provide genuine feedback without defensiveness, especially in the face of negative feedback or constructive criticism. With the ubiquity of social media, leaders must promptly address inquiries and concerns. Effective communication entails being approachable both online, over the phone, and in person, ensuring individuals do not experience prolonged wait times or interact with disengaged representatives. Best Buy has been recognized with multiple customer service accolades for its responsiveness, exemplified by dedicated teams tasked with swiftly addressing customer inquiries on Twitter. Similarly, JetBlue has established a specialized recovery team to address customer concerns via social media channels. Consider implementing an instant messaging system on your website to facilitate real-time communication with consumers and enhance your FAQ page to provide comprehensive information. Remain responsive through evolution. To be responsive, accessibility is essential. Social media facilitates this accessibility, making it easier for businesses to engage with their customers. Customers seek validation for their concerns, and Trader Joe's is praised for the responsiveness of its staff. Utilizing phrases like, "I'm sorry," and "thank you," significantly enhances customer interactions. Satisfied customers will vocalize their contentment, but if they're dissatisfied or feel ignored, they won't hesitate to share their grievances with you and others. Enhancing communication systems, especially through social media and other channels, is crucial. Negative feedback, when received, should be used constructively to improve the organization. Remaining responsive can entail adjusting to change. Your organization must consistently evolve and might need to pivot, maintaining its original mission while adapting to meet the ever-changing demands of customers and the marketplace. Henry Ford aimed to make transportation accessible to the ordinary individual. Although Ford's corporate mission endures, the brand undergoes continual evolution to stay relevant in shifting times. 7. Adaptability, change or perish. Being adaptable is key to success. Big stores like Circuit City and Borders failed because they didn't adapt to the changing market. They didn't go online when they should have, and they lost to competitors. If you're not adaptable, you miss out on better opportunities. Taking risks is part of being adaptable. But if you don't change, you'll miss out on better options. Here are some ways to improve. 8. Passion. Love the work you're with. Genuine passion is key to changing a corporate culture. When leaders truly believe in what they're doing, it rubs off on their team, boosting morale and motivation. Your enthusiasm can inspire others to share your belief in the organization's mission, making them more dedicated and loyal. Even if you don't love every part of your job, focusing on what excites you can make a big difference. If your work feels dull, look for ways to bring passion into your role. For your passion to influence others, it needs to be evident in your actions. Mark Zuckerberg, CEO of Facebook, remains passionate about his original mission of making the world open and connected. His fervor continues to drive Facebook's success. Similarly, Steve Feldman, founder of Private Prep, left his finance job to pursue his passion for education. 3 years later, Private Prep was generating over $1 million in annual sales, fueled by Feldman's enthusiasm. Identifying your passions allows you to inject more energy into your business and inspire those around you. 9. Surprise and delight. Every mistake is an opportunity. Consider the last time you bought something. Was it a good or bad experience, and why? What can you learn from it? Look at successful companies like KLM, a Dutch airline. They pleasantly surprised customers by giving them a gift when they checked in online. To make things user-friendly, think about offering freebies. For example, Boloco, a burrito company in Boston, did this by hosting 15 free burrito days in 2010. After giving out free burritos, their sales shot up by 20%. They gained loyal customers who kept coming back for more, and they spread the word about the tasty burritos. 10. Simplicity. In today's busy world, people want things to be simple. They want to easily gather information, make decisions, and trust what they're getting. They prefer products that are easy to use and solutions that aren't complicated. Companies like Apple and Google get this. They keep things simple, making it easier for people to like them. One big mistake companies make is trying to do too much at once. Instead, they should focus on doing one thing well. Take Instagram, for example. It's all about sharing photos quickly and easily. That's it. And it works. Over 80 million people use it, sharing over 1 billion photos in a year. Think about your own company. What's the one main thing it does? How can you make it even simpler? What can you take away to make it easier for people to understand and use? That's the key to success. 11. Gratefulness. The ROI of thank you. Being grateful is key to being likable and successful in both personal and professional relationships. Saying thank you or writing a note can make a big difference. Grateful people tend to be happier and healthier. This positive attitude can spread in a workplace, making it a better environment for everyone. When you appreciate others, they're more likely to appreciate you back. Many companies are now focusing on gratitude. For instance, the Entrepreneurs Organization encourages members to talk about causes they care about. Thanking of you lets people send thank you notes easily, while Tom's Shoes gives a pair of shoes to a child in need for every pair sold. Remember, in business, you have to give to receive. Writing thank you notes by hand can be especially meaningful. Take time to thank those who have helped you along the way. Key points. 1. Listen actively, share genuine stories, and respond promptly for better connections. 2. Be honest, transparent, and authentic in all interactions. 3. Create a collaborative environment where everyone's voice is heard. 4. Address concerns swiftly, especially through social media. 5. Evolve with the market or risk failure. 6. Appreciate others' contributions and promote a positive workplace culture. 7. Keep things straightforward to enhance understanding and usability.